Nothing. All right. Then, call her again for waiting for me. I said, what the fuck? And I'm over by the door, and I can see Nan's face directly there with the ceramics door open. And I'm right out there, and I'm, you know, waving, trying to get her attention. I was like, I'll call her one more time. Maybe she just doesn't hear me. Then I start just banging on the door. I was like, because at first I didn't want, you know, people to be scared.
Yeah, the old people give them a heart
attack. Yeah. I bang on the door, just fuck call now. I'm not trying to stay out here. And then, so I yell at Nan. And then I tell her, I was like, well, what would have happened if you were upstairs, no phone, and then you up there, you fell or something. Now I gotta boot your door in on top of everything. Because I've seen Don's apartment, I was like, there's no fucking way. And I've talked to Elena and be like, it might be time to get Don life alert. Because I told Don, walking into her apartment, I have to step over stuff. I was like, my legs are longer than hers. And then Don tells me that, well, she had muscle spasms all yesterday. She couldn't move, get out of the bed. Phone nowhere nearby, cell phone nowhere nearby. And I was like, what the fuck would happen? You're going to be one of them people that they find in a week. You know?
Because nobody stench? Can get a hold.
Yeah. You know? Another one of them fucking people. And I said, the fuck, that ain't happening. So I have to yell at Nan for that. Nan's apartment, I have to yell at her for that. And I was talking about Elena's car, and I said, you ain't buying the pot. I'm not buying the pot, neither. It's not my shit to fix. She says, she's talking with Elena. Elena said that we'll go, and she'll buy it. I'll pick it out, what it needs, and she'll buy it. And I said, she ain't got the fucking money. I was like, if she really had the money, she'd call me by now. After Nan told her yesterday. So I was like, I already told Nan. I was like, she ain't contacting me yet. She ain't got the money to buy nothing. Then I told her about the dinner. And buying the dinner with the baby. And then I saw Dr. Drake, James. His mother was there.
Oh, you met her?
Well, I met her before, but she was there. and I was like, that's where my mother would hang out, too. I guess wherever the fuck I worked, if I had a nice business, that's my mother would just hang out for no fucking reason. Well, I guess she got an adjustment, and I told her, I was like, it must be nice, you know, because then you just go in there and get adjusted, and then you don't pay nothing to nobody. Well, I had to make an appointment for Nan, because we're in the ceramics room, and Nan starts having a spasm. She can't move. Well, I already know she ain't got a fucking phone on her. She's like, well, do you have Dr. Drake's number? Well, why would I have Dr. Drake's number? You know? Why? So I had to Google Optimum Rehab and then call them for making an appointment for 9. Well, luckily they had an opening for us, so I had to take her out of the blue because she's having a spasm. Couldn't move. Goes there. Tells Dr. Drake she thinks bone's broken in the back. Thinks the tailbone's broken. Because it feels broken. And Dr. Drake says, well, it's not broken. You would know if it was really broken. So then he's doing the adjustment. Now I'm screaming.
Cussing.
Making all these noises. Cussing. Same old routine there. Same old. But I just did the reality that my grandmother, and they know we were talking about it. And now we're saying they're doing all these bug inspections. Yeah, because I haven't seen it yet. I haven't really given. And they're doing all these bug inspections for, I guess, the bed bugs, right? So now, when I go into Nan's apartment, I see she has no sheets on the bed. So I just ignored it. Maybe that she's got to do laundry, something, right? You don't just sleep with no sheets on the bed. Who the fuck does that? And then it finds out that the bug inspection was Tuesday, which was a few days ago. And then your mother has just been sleeping on the bed with no sheets. And I said, and she said, well, I've been too busy to clean or do this and that. And I was like, wait a minute. And then she's getting adjusted by Dr. Drake, so I can attack her because she's vulnerable. And I said, how much sleep did you get last night? She told me about 6 hours. And I was like, so for you were busy. So busy you couldn't put sheets on your bed for 18 hours of the day. I was like, where were you? What were you doing? He's like, you don't have a car. Where are you going to go? My mom was telling me she was too busy. She couldn't put sheets on the bed. I said, good God almighty.
Now, had it been you, with no sheets on your bed.
Oh, yeah. Because even Dr. Drake's like, well, what if it was you who was too busy to put sheets on the bed? And I told him, I was like, it's one thing if I forget to do something, because if I fall, I can get up.
Speaking of falling.
And that was, it was a lot to take in that my grandmother is getting older. And it's bad because she's not taking care of the things she needs to take care of.
Right.
And so I'm honestly have to talk to Elena and Justin and be like, you know, our grandmother, God rest her soul, she's not dead yet, is getting too old. She cannot take care of herself.
Yeah.
And it was, I know now I can clean. She can pick up the Kleenexes on the floor.
Were those dirty Kleenexes on the floor?
I didn't look.
I looked at the picture.
I looked at the picture too. And I was like, that was a lot more fucked shit than I thought. It was, yeah, it was real bad walking all the stuff. And I was like, I couldn't get to a chair.
There's shit on the chairs.
Yeah. That's not what. Do you just stand in here? And you just look at shit? And you get like a bat? And you just accept you on the ground? And you fall asleep standing up? And you come back to a few hours ago? It's not that I don't think Nana can't be on her own. It's just that you gotta avoid the possibility of her falling.
You know what that means, don't you? That means on a Saturday, you have to get your sister and you, and you gotta go over there and clean shit out.
Told Don, I was like, I'm gonna get another roll-off can after I throw everything away at home. And I'm gonna park it underneath where, you know, her window would be. I was like, I'm gonna open your window and throw half your shit out. I was like, it's gonna fall 13 floors into the dumpster.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get the, you and your sister, you're gonna have to do that.
Nana's talking about Christmas and she bought Justin all these tamales.
Why, is he coming?
No, she just sent them to him. She sent him 6,000 tamales.
He doesn't like tamales.
I guess he asked for them, I don't know. Maybe Tara eats tamales. I'm assuming she does. You don't like tamales. Not even the regular ones that you sissies get.
Mm-mm.
Who the fuck doesn't like tamales? What's wrong with that guy?
That's your brother.
I know it, too. Fat like him. And then, Nana doesn't seem to think I'm... My weight's an issue. She thinks it's awesome that I weigh. I'm so overweight. Well, I'm not the fucking Rock. I'm not Hulk Hogan. I can't be this heavy.
But she, in her mind, that's
yeah, who you are. Yeah, I know. It's not a good kind of heavy. It's not.
Yeah, she thinks that, you know, that's who you are.
And, she sent some tamales to my brother out in New York.